Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
LSU and Florida in Tiger Stadium, Death Valley, Saturday night. Time to go behind enemy lines, brought to you by Acadian Windows, the official window company of the Houdat Nation. Edgar Thompson joining us now from the Orlando Sentinel, covering the Florida Gators. Edgar, how are you?
Hey, guys. Doing fine. Forgive the noise in the background. Sorry.
That's all right. I would imagine Florida fans are pretty stoked about this one.
I mean, it's been a long time coming. I think it's 10 years, going back to Tim Tebow's last season, that they've played in back-to-back games where both the teams were in the top 10. That was a SEC title game and a Sugar Bowl. And that wasn't in consecutive weeks. You got to go back a lot farther than that to find that for Florida. So this is they're hoping this is the dawn of a new era in Gainesville. But we'll have to see, because this is a big ask to go into Tiger Stadium against this team, two touchdown underdogs on the road, and pull out a win. But if the Gators do, it would take this program quickly to a whole nother level than it's at right now.
And, Edgar, speaking of, you said the dawn of a new era, I think probably the Gator Nation, they got to be fired up on their second-year coach, Dan Mullen. And they got to be a lot of hope in Dan Mullen. And, I mean, I thought he was outstanding at Mississippi State. It just seems like he's going to be even better at Florida.
Well, look, here's the thing I like about Dan Mullen, a couple things I like. One is he doesn't shy away from this stuff at all. Like, he knows what the expectations are. He came here with Urban Meyer in 2005 as a 33-year-old offensive coordinator and left 4 years later with two national titles to his credit. And he played a big role in those. And so he knows what people expect in Gainesville. He knows what people expect in Gainesville, Florida. He knows what Gator Nation's expectations are. So he doesn't shy away from those. And a lot of coaches come in here, and they tend to act like that isn't they just don't embrace it, I guess, is the best way to say it. The other thing I like about Dan is he always has a game plan. I mean, he will have something for LSU. LSU has got an incredible secondary. We know they have freaks on the defensive line and linebacking floor. Their offense has been putting up points like video game numbers. And Dan will have some ways to stress that defense. He will see opportunities and find ways to capitalize. He did it last year. I mean, Dave Aranda makes $2.5 million. He should have given some of it back after the performance last year in the Swamp. Dan Mullen outcoached him thoroughly. And Ed Orgeron acknowledged that on Monday. He's like, look, they ran speed option. We weren't there. They ran the reverse. We weren't there. I mean, they weren't on point last year, the LSU. And I guarantee you, Orgeron's looking at the ceiling at nights wondering what Dan Mullen's cooking up for him this week.
Edgar Thompson covering the Florida Gators for the Orlando Sentinel. Edgar, talk to me about Kyle Trask, the quarterback of the Florida Gators, and his knee injury. Do you think he's in jeopardy of not playing Saturday?
No, I asked Dan that today. And Dan does not like to talk about injuries, and I even preface it by that. I mean, he's not alone in the college football sports world, but he said, look, he was limited Monday, and we did hear that Jones had taken most of the reps Monday, so we were wondering, but he said he practiced fully yesterday and he'll go full today. He'll be fine for the game. And Kyle seemed to think on Monday that he would be fine too. But yet, I guess a third thing to add on Dan Mullen is how many guys would have their third string quarterback. Now, we know Emory Jones was a centerpiece of that 2018 class and is seen by many as the quarterback of the future here with the Gators. But the kid was ready. I mean, Trask goes down. It looked like he was really hurt.
Right.
I mean, if you looked at the replay, it looked bad. His reaction was bad. And Emory Jones steps right in and marches him to a field goal effortlessly. And I think that Dan even got a little conservative with him once it got down in the red zone and took the field goal instead of letting the kid make a throw, because that kid is fearless. He'll make the throws. And not most teams in college football have their third quarterback ready like that. And Kyle Trask, the kid hadn't played at all hardly for the Gators in all these years and hadn't started a game since he was a high school freshman. And look how he's played. I mean, he stepped in at Kentucky like he'd been running the show all along, and he's 72% completion percentage, 9.1 average per attempt, which Bobby knows how good that is,
right?
And 7-2 TD interception ratio. The only knock on him is his ball security occasionally leaves something to be desired, and that's just with experience and feeling the pocket a little better. But he's been ready, and he looks good. So we'll see how he can handle this. This is his first real road start.
And
he hasn't started on the road.
And, you know, Edgar, that's what I was going to bring up. I know Dan Mullen's going to stretch this. It hasn't been pretty all the time with the 13 turnovers as far as Boyen Tiger Stadium and wanting to protect the football. But, you know, I think it's a flat-out stud, and I thought by how hard he runs and his success he even had against LSU last year, LaMichael Perine. I mean, I'm looking at 4.7 yards per carry, and that run he had against Auburn, that was beast mode. That was a dominant run. 33 is a stud. I can't think of his name off the top of my head for Auburn. He tattooed him, but Perine just ran right through that tackle.
Yeah, Perine was a man on a mission on that run. He's been understandably frustrated by probably not only the fact that he came in this season as an all-SEC candidate and couldn't get anything going, but that he was taking a lot of criticism for it on Twitter, in his mind, even from yours truly, who pointed out after the Towson game that he had his first carry was 10 yards, his next five were 6 yards. And he even called me out in the press conference. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I mean, that was more commentary on the fact he hasn't had any space to operate. The young man is playing behind an offensive line that had a combined 20 starts entering this season and looks like it definitely – I mean, and it looks the part. I mean, it is not – it hasn't been together a lot this year, the offensive line, and there's been a lot of, you know, poor blocking by the tight ends, and it's been very hard for LaMichael to get anything going this season. But he sure as heck got it going on that run. And the irony of the whole thing that was great was that Emmett Smith was in town to be the game day picker on ESPN game day. And he was on the sideline, and the longest run by a Gator running back prior to this past Saturday was 1988 Emmett at Mississippi State.
Whoa.
So pretty cool moment.
Edgar, the Gators have come up with three or more takeaways in each of the last four games. Is that really a product of how much they get after the offense, or were some of those gimmies?
No, they get after it, man. Todd Grantham, they had one turnover through two games, and we asked him about it. He said, hey, look, man, there were six balls on the ground against Miami. You get two of those, three of those, we're having a different conversation. Well, they're getting them now. This is an aggressive defense, very talented off the edge. The defensive tackles are picking it up, playing better than they were early. David Reese, the linebacker, number 33, leads the SEC in tackles. You have two stud cornerbacks. The safeties are playing well. Sean Davis, number 31, has really come on. And they're just getting hands on the football, and they're just forcing the action. And the thing about Grantham, he has 11 years in the NFL. I mean, he's very, very astute at, like, fooling people, disguising things, using personnel packages. I mean, they had 20 or 22 guys last week, I forget exactly, that had a tackle in the game on the defense. I mean, they're just throwing guys at you. They keep them fresh, you keep them coming, and it's a pretty relentless unit.
Now, Edgar, I don't know if you got any inside scoop, but I was kind of somewhat surprised that LSU, 13.5-point favorite, two touchdowns. I thought they'd be like 6.5, maybe 7. Don't you think that was a high number? And I'm thinking, well, maybe because the quarterback's knees hurt. They're kind of looking at that being Vegas. And then looking at a couple of guys on defense, I know Zuniga, if I'm pronouncing that right. Then look at Henderson, had that sprained ankle. Then Henderson returned against Auburn. And Zuniga, is he ready to come against LSU? And because that's going to be critical with injuries and all that. But didn't you think that was a high point spread or what?
I was thinking it was going to be about 8, so right around what you were saying. I was thinking 8-ish, and the reason I was even thinking that is because maybe some minor questions about health, but they've played pretty well without Zuniga. This defense should be at a whole nother level with him. He might be their best defensive player, I'm not kidding. I mean, Grenard, the Louisville transfer, has been unreal, and Henderson is a first-round pick, but Zuniga is a beast, as you will see on Saturday, the Gators hope, because he is expected to return. He did suit up the other day. He didn't play. I think they want to give him one more week.
Right.
And Bernard's been nursing a little bit of a sore ankle, I think, too, this season. But he's been bringing it every week. He's been unbelievable. I don't know where this defense would be without him. But, yeah, I think when it went up to 13 or whatever, it was because people were wondering about Kyle Trask's knee, how much was that going to limit him to get ready for this environment. Because that's going to be key. This offense is going to have to be on point. John Hevesy, the offensive line coach, he said last night you lose about 8 seconds in an environment like that off the play clock that you wouldn't normally lose. And they saw it with Auburn. Auburn was rattled, man, by that swamp crowd. Right. And that was a good lesson for the Gators because it's like, hey, guys, look what that did to Auburn. That's going to happen to you if you guys aren't on top of this stuff because communication is really difficult in environments like that. So I think the home field advantage, I think possible injury questions, and the fact that LSU has just been so explosive, and then you throw in the fact that the run game for Florida has been very suspect. I mean, prior to that 88-yard run, right. The Gators had 27 rushing yards.
Whoa.
So there's some questions, I mean, but they have some answers too.
Edgar Thompson does a great job covering the Florida Gators for the Orlando Sentinel. Edgar, thanks, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Edgar.
All right, you bet. That wraps up Behind Enemy Lines, brought to you by Acadian Windows, the official window company of the Who Dat Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.